Max, tell me about yourself. Who are you, and what do you do here in the Maldives?
My name is Max Multani. I'm the founder of Yacht Maldives, and I manage reservations. I'm also the author of the Maldives Cruising Guide, a navigation guide used by sailors exploring the islands. My work today focuses on designing private yacht cruises that allow guests to discover the Maldives beyond a single resort island.
How did you end up in the Maldives? What brought you here in the first place?
My story with the Maldives started more than 30 years ago. I first came here at 21 on holiday with my father and immediately fell in love with the country. Soon after, I returned to work as a diving instructor. Over the years, I also worked as a yacht skipper and later as a resort manager. Those experiences allowed me to travel across many atolls and understand the Maldives both above and below the water.
What was the moment you knew you wanted to build this?
The idea came from seeing how most visitors experience the Maldives. Many stay on a single island, but the country is an enormous archipelago with more than 1,000 islands and very different atolls. I wanted guests to explore that diversity. At the same time, most cruises were designed mainly for large diving groups. My idea was to create a private boutique cruising experience for couples, families, and small groups who wanted something more personal and flexible.
You've operated nearly 800 private charters over 20 years. What did you learn in those first years that changed how you run charters today?
The biggest lesson was that the real luxury here is flexibility. The Maldives changes every day. Weather, currents, wildlife. The best experiences happen when you adapt to those conditions instead of following a rigid schedule. Another key lesson was the importance of the crew. A great team transforms a trip. That's why we work with very experienced captains, chefs, dive masters, and guides who know the islands and the ocean extremely well.
What's the one thing you do differently now, because a guest taught you something?
Many years ago, a guest told me something simple but important. He said, "Max, this place is too beautiful to rush." In the beginning, I thought guests wanted to see as many places as possible. But that comment changed how we design cruises. Today, the rhythm is slower and more relaxed. If guests fall in love with a lagoon or a reef, we simply stay longer. The itinerary adapts to the moment.
What makes Yacht Maldives different from other Maldives experiences?
The main difference is privacy and flexibility. Our yachts are always chartered privately, so guests never share the boat with strangers, and everything is tailored to them: itinerary, activities, and pace. We also offer two distinct cruising styles: an authentic Maldivian experience on our Donis Stella, and a more contemporary luxury cruise on our Yacht Over Reef. The Doni design was inspired by the traditional sailing boats once used by the Maldivian national hero. All our yachts are designed specifically for tropical destinations, with open spaces and direct connection to the sea.
What does 20 years of experience actually mean for someone booking their first charter?
For a first-time guest, experience means peace of mind. The Maldives is a complex geography of distant atolls, changing seasons, and specific marine life conditions. After two decades of operating charters, we know where to go at different times of the year, where wildlife is likely to appear, and which lagoons are ideal for anchoring. Guests don't need to worry about logistics or planning. Everything is organized so they can simply enjoy the journey.
What was missing in the Maldives for travelers? What problem did you see?
What I felt was missing was a more personal way to explore the Maldives. Resorts are beautiful, but they show only one island. The Maldives is a huge archipelago with very different landscapes, reefs, and lagoons. I wanted to offer travelers the possibility to move through these places in comfort and privacy, discovering remote islands and marine life while enjoying the atmosphere of a private yacht.
What do most tourists experience here, and what are they missing?
Most tourists stay on one resort island for their entire holiday, which is a beautiful experience, but only a small part of the Maldives. When you travel by yacht, the perspective changes completely. You move between different atolls, snorkel on remote reefs, visit sandbanks, and anchor in quiet lagoons. It also becomes a much more authentic and immersive experience of the Maldives, where guests can discover local islands, traditional fishing, and the changing landscapes of this extraordinary archipelago.
So what exactly do you offer? If someone asked you at a dinner party, how would you explain it?
I would say we organize private yacht journeys through the Maldives. Guests have their own yacht with a professional crew and travel through different islands and atolls. We can also combine cruises with stays in selected resorts, creating a seamless experience that allows guests to explore several parts of the Maldives. In simple terms, it's a way to explore the Maldives with complete freedom and without crowds.
Walk me through a typical day on board. What does a guest actually experience from morning to night?
A typical day begins in a quiet lagoon with breakfast on deck. Many guests start with snorkeling or diving on a nearby reef. During the day, we might visit a sandbank, explore another island, or simply enjoy the sea. In the evening, the yacht anchors in a different lagoon, and dinner is often served under the stars. Every day is slightly different, but the atmosphere is always relaxed and unhurried.
What makes your boats different from what people expect?
Our yachts are designed to keep guests connected to the sea. On many boats, cabins are located below deck with small portholes. On our yachts, all cabins are on the main deck with large windows facing the ocean. This provides natural light, better ventilation, and constant views of the surrounding lagoons. It creates the feeling of living directly on the water rather than inside a boat.
Who are your typical guests?
Most of our guests are couples, families, or small groups looking for privacy and space. Because the yacht is exclusively theirs, they don't have social exposure to other tourists and can enjoy a very personal atmosphere. Some guests are divers or passionate snorkelers, while others simply want to relax and explore the islands at their own pace. Many couples are also looking for a romantic escape, and the traditional donis are especially perfect for that kind of intimate experience.
You have been operating for many years. What makes you most proud?
What makes me most proud is the trust of our guests. Many of them return or recommend us to their friends. I'm also very proud of our team. Several crew members have been working with us for many years, and they play a huge role in creating the atmosphere on board. A yacht is not just the boat. It's the people who make the experience special.
Tell me about your crew. Who are these people?
Our crew is the heart of the experience. Many members have worked with us for more than 10 years and know our yachts and the Maldives extremely well. Our captains, dive masters, and chefs bring both technical expertise and genuine hospitality. More recently, new crew members joined with the launch of our Yacht Over Reef, bringing fresh energy while maintaining the same philosophy of service.
What do guests say about the crew?
Guests very often say that the crew is what makes the trip unforgettable. Reviews frequently mention how friendly, attentive, and professional they are. Guests appreciate how the team anticipates their needs and takes care of every detail while keeping a very relaxed atmosphere on board. Many guests also highlight the food. They love the variety, a mix of authentic local dishes and classic Western specialties. Quite often they say they are amazed that our chefs can prepare such high-quality meals in such a small galley.
What happens to guests during a week on board? How do they change?
What we often see is that guests slow down. Many arrive tired from travel and busy lives, but after a few days on board, the rhythm changes. They spend time snorkeling, exploring islands, or simply enjoying the ocean. By the end of the week, most feel much more relaxed and connected with nature. Many say it was one of the most memorable holidays they've ever had. And by the end of the cruise, some guests even form genuine friendships with the crew.
What's the most memorable reaction you've seen from a guest?
One reaction I remember clearly came after a manta ray night dive. A guest told us he had tears in his eyes underwater because the experience was so powerful. Moments like that happen quite often here. Encounters with mantas, dolphins, or whale sharks can be incredibly emotional. Guests also discover something truly unique here: the extraordinary transparency of Maldivian waters, where visibility can be so clear that it feels like floating in air.
What's the one activity that surprises guests who thought they might get bored?
Fishing often surprises people. Some guests initially think it might be boring, but once they try traditional Maldivian handline fishing, it becomes great fun. It's very immediate. You often catch something quickly, and sometimes the chef prepares that same fish for dinner that evening. It turns into a simple but very memorable moment shared with the crew.
Do people come back?
Yes, many guests do return. Over the years, we welcomed about 2,600 passengers, and more than 20% of our charters are repeat guests. For a long-distance destination like the Maldives, this is a very strong loyalty rate. Some people come back to explore different atolls or to experience another yacht.